Next week, President Obama kicks off a series of important meetings on the Middle East. He will host the new Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, and the presidents of Egypt and the Palestinian Authority will follow soon after. Many Arab leaders are expecting big things, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The diplomatic schedule is filling up quickly, with visits by Israeli and Arab leaders to the White House and plans for President Obama to give a major speech in Cairo. King Abdullah of Jordan says he's expecting the Obama administration to announce a new initiative, taking a regional approach to the Arab-Israeli conflict.
I think the new approach will be we start with Israeli-Palestinian negotiations almost simultaneously as starting with Lebanese-Syrian negotiations, and what is the prize, I think, for the Israelis, negotiations between the 57 nations, the Arab and Muslim nations, that don't have relations with Israel today.
An Arab peace initiative, first promoted by Saudi Arabia, offers Israel normal relations after a viable Palestinian state is negotiated and a just solution is found for Palestinian refugees. Stephen Cohen of the Israel Policy Forum says he's been speaking with Egyptian and Saudi officials who are considering making some early gestures to Israel if President Obama is ready to push for peace.
It was clear that they were willing to make commitments to the president about things they would do in order to make the whole process more attractive to Israel if they were confident that the president had decided to go for the big issues and not to be satisfied with baby steps.
He says much will depend on President Obama's meeting Monday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has yet to publicly endorse the idea of a two-state solution, Israel and Palestine living side by side.
If they play it in low key, the disappointment in many places in the world will be palpable.
But expectations are too high, according to Robert Malley of the International Crisis Group. He says Monday's meeting will be more congenial than many would have you believe because Prime Minister Netanyahu is new and President Obama is not angling for a conflict.
We may be on the trajectory towards some kind of tug of war between the two, but we're not there yet. I think President Obama probably doesn't have a plan yet. Prime Minister Netanyahu doesn't want a plan at all, and President Abbas is waiting for others to put a plan before him.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas is to visit Washington on May 28th, 2 days after Egypt's Hosni Mubarak. Malley says the Obama administration wants to show that it is taking time to listen.
Everything I'm hearing is that they want to do this slowly, cautiously, prudently, not take all the time in the world, but make sure that when they do something, it actually will have an impact.
Right now, Palestinians are divided, and Israel's right-wing government seems more interested in dealing with the threat of Iran. So Malley says the Obama administration first needs to pave the road for negotiations, improve the lives of Palestinians in the West Bank, encourage Israel to stop settlement expansion, and get the Arab and Muslim world to provide a support structure for talks. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, a Middle East envoy for the Quartet, the U.S., European Union, United Nations and Russia, calls this a moment of decision.
I think in some senses it's a moment of truth, actually, as to whether we, all of us, the international community, Palestinians, Israelis, are prepared to do what is necessary to realize the objective we say is our stated objective for the future.
He told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee today that by the end of the year, everyone has to be on a path that would lead to a credible resolution. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.